See, when you become a national, you don't deal with that too much. I just want to tell you, right there is enough reason. Okay? Okay? The filter that you need to use is you need to be kind and you need to be patient, but you need to have a very strong boundary with this. How many skincare customers do you have? How many did you get last week? See, if she had gotten 5 last week, she wouldn't have noticed this one went away. Numbers solve all y'all's problems. Every single problem you have is a numbers problem. It's a numbers problem. And see, when you have more numbers. And so when you asked me this morning, how do I balance and marry, you know, working with my team and all this stuff, I'm too busy going getting the next person and finding the next leader. By the time you're a DIQ, you're pretty much on your own in my unit. I have almost no interaction other than just professional coaching with you. I'm not doing a whole bunch of stuff with you. I'm over here training a new red how to do something. I'm training a new senior consultant. So you're always working behind yourself, and you're always interested in the next number. So you're not looking to have 5 people and you've arrived somewhere. You have 5 people so you can go get 5 more people, and then you go get 5 more people. And here's, you know, that old saying that cream rises to the top. Cream rises to the top. Okay? That's why Rosetta can have these monster weeks and not put too much energy in it, because she got so much milk in that bucket that cream rises to the top. When you got 500 customers, somebody's going to order $1,000 that week by natural. When you have a big enough unit, they will produce $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on their own without you touching them, as long as you've trained, have some training in place when they came in. So everything is solved by your number. Let's go. So numbers matter. Math is what makes, as Melita said, math is what makes the magic work. All right, so what kind of numbers do you all need to know? Next. Everybody here needs to know what your average class is. Not what you think it is, but what is your average class? So you would go home, you would run the last 10 numbers, the last 10 parties that you had, and that's your average. If you haven't done 10 parties, then do 5 parties. What's your average? I would say right now the average in Mary Kay for someone in your position, a normal inside the bell curve, would be around $400. That's an average class. Our average is Melita, stand and say that loud, because here's what you need to be impressed by.
Our average in our unit is $374.50 per party.
Okay, how does she know that it's $374.50, Melita?
Because I added up all the weekly accomplishment sheets and then divided.
So there you
and
go.
I look at that every 3 or 4 months to see.
I want them, the girls in them, to hear this.
Okay, I look at all the weekly accomplishment sheets that come in, and about every 3 months, I would add them all up and divide it. And if I see that our average is going down, we focus more. If I see, I kind of keep, and same thing with recruiting.
So, like, it's kind of like just a refresher. You look at your weekly accomplishment sheets every, you know, 3 or 4 months with your director. You look at and facials, what's your average facial? I know that if I have 10 guests walk in the room, 3 are going to walk out as consultants. And probably 1 or 2 after that with follow-up. And so I really kind of know the numbers. It's like you were talking debate. If we had no new team members, if no one's on target for anything, our average unit is about 21,000 a month. That's my base.
Okay.
So when you know those numbers, you can control everything else.
Yes, you can. All right. Thank you, Melita. Thank you. Now, let's think about how that number played into everything in your life. So when you know your number, and you know that your average party is $374.50, and I'm sitting across the table from you, and you're selling me the opportunity, and I'm looking for what? Safety and security. Am I looking for safety and security? And I'm needing extra money, and you find out, what does that mean? What is extra money? Oh my gosh, I would just love it if we made $200 extra a week. Bam. My average party is $374.50. The profit from that 60% is right around $180. So that and a couple of reorders and you're good. That's what average is. Now, what you just told me gave me confidence. Confidence comes from safety and security, of you knowing numbers. Now, for some of you who numbers may be low, then you can, first of all, you work to improve it. Okay, there's no excuse for low. So let's work to improve it. But you may want to say, in my unit, our average is. In my unit, our average is. And sell that average if your average is low. Because, again, that's meeting safety and security needs on Maslow. So the average class, keep going, Curtis. Average facial, Average cancellation rate. What's your cancellation rate? I would think most of you in this room would probably know that. Now, we're talking about pure cancellation. We're not talking about postponement. We're talking about someone's on your date book and she goes away and she never gets back on your date book. Who in this room knows your cancellation rate? Okay, what is your cancellation rate, Mary? 25% cancellation rate. Somebody else, give me your cancellation rate. Nobody knows their cancellation rate? Okay, guys. Okay. You would be a C. That would be why you would know that. Everyone else would be a businesswoman. That's why she would know that. Okay, so I will unfriend you if by tonight you do not know your cancellation rate on Facebook. I seriously will unfriend you. Okay, there is no excuse for not knowing numbers, you guys. If I was the coach of a winning team, all of you would get like a lot of language right now, okay? Guys, how can we be running companies that you think is going to support your business and you don't know your cancellation rate, you don't know your postponement rate, you don't know your average party, and you don't know your average facial? Can you imagine running this organization here, this facility, and they don't know what the average number people call and cancel their room within 24 hours? Because there's a law about that. You can cancel your room with so many hours. Do you think the manager of this hotel knows that? Do you think he'd be fired if he didn't know that? Because that determines everything, doesn't it? So what that's saying is these are the things that contribute to your lack of confidence. These are the things that contribute to you playing small in the world. These are the things that don't let you be assertive and strong and powerful. And somebody said, I think it was Shelley that said to Melita, man, that you were powerful. Well, what gave her power? Knowledge gave her power. Numbers gave her power. You couldn't take her confidence away from her if you tried. Do you think some whiny little consultant who posts something ugly about her on Facebook is going to destroy her confidence? No, because she knows what the truth is. She knows what the truth is. So how do you become confident and strong and courageous? These are the tools that make it. All right, let's keep going.
Can I put one thing in there?
Yeah, please keep. Continue.
If you want to raise these, the three things you have to look at if you're looking at your numbers are lower is three things. Number one, was it the presentation or was it the close or was it the audience? Because sometimes your presentation may have been fabulous, but your close wasn't great. Or your presentation and your close weren't great, but the audience you're selecting to work with has an effect on that. So every time you're not where you want to be, ask yourself, was it the presentation, was it how I closed it, or was it really the people I was in front of?
Wow, I've never heard that. I'm going to commit that to memory because that's powerful. That is powerful.
I think that came from Glenda McGuire, National Sales Director Glenda McGuire.
That sounds like her. Mm-hmm. She's just common sense, no nonsense.
Yeah, and she said that's the way you can control. Once you know your numbers, you can really start to analyze and say, why am I having low party sales, or why am I doing all these presentations or interviews and I'm not getting the result? Was it your presentation? Was it how you closed? Or was it the people you're actually talking and working with?
Right, right. And guys, I know that because we are working a lot of Appalachia, we're working with a lot of people who do not have, quote, a lot of money. But you know what? I still don't buy into all of that because they're hungrier than most people. So your trick is you got to figure out who doesn't have money, who has a work ethic. Okay? I mean, I remember where I was in Charlestown, Indiana, when I found myself one night in the projects. And I remember that party. And everybody who had ever bought Mary Kay in the past 20 years had brought their product in for me to exchange it to get new free. And I remember how quick that party went and how quick I exited and how I asked no one to book a party because I had to get out of that audience. And so there is audiences that you want to avoid, and you will know them because they're lazy, they're uninspired, and they've never accomplished anything with their life, nor will they ever. And so guys, see here again, if you're the filter that says, but I was uninspired and I hadn't accomplished anything with my life, where are you in the bell curve? You're not in the middle. The middle of the bell curve is where you want to recruit. It's where you want to operate. It's where you want to spend your time. Okay, let's go. Next one. Let's pull out our advanced brochures, please. And I just want to make sure that Chatney and Renee and Melissa and Shelley, you all got my two voice messages last night? Okay. Melissa, I know you answered me. Okay. All right. Okay. The advance brochure is the most important document in your business right now and will continue to be for the rest of your life. It is absolutely critical that you absolutely know every rule for the level that you're currently playing this game. This would be like playing a football game and not knowing that there are like four downs. Okay? All right? So when you open your book, for most of you in this room, you're going to be on page 8, probably, Star Team Builder. Page 9 is Team Leader. And page 10 is Future Director, and then DIQ. Now, I do caution you not to get too far ahead of yourself, because that can shut you down. Like, it's like, I don't even know what that means. Well, you don't need to know what it means right now. You just need to know what the next level is. And I've made this joke for years, and sorry that Brenda's not in the room to hear it, but, you know, I always kidded that the reason that Brenda did so well in the beginning, because Brenda's behavioral style is eye, and eyes don't like to read, and they don't like details, but she was smart enough to understand that she had to know the rules, whether it was her behavioral style or not. See, you've got to quit hiding behind your behavioral style. There's no excuse. Successful people know numbers. Successful people manage money. Successful people can be any four personalities you want them to be on any given day. So to hear that is not real, it's not wise. But Brenda, I always used to say that Tim would read her the advance brochure in bed every night. That was their foreplay. Okay. All right. But basically what that means is that someone, whether it's you or a spouse or someone, is sitting there going, okay, you're here. What does it take to get here? The only reason I became a director is I joined in April, was recruiting people because this looked like fun, and got to January, and one of my recruits got a recruit. And I went to Lucinda and said, so Lucinda, how much commission do I make on this person? And she goes, you don't. And I said, why don't I? And she said, you're not a director. And I said, how do I be a director? The only reason I wanted to be a director was so that I would earn commissions on the people they were recruiting. And let me just kind of, let's slay that pink elephant right now. Because every one of you in this room will have recruits that you will lose. Because you have team members who are recruiting before you become a director. That is normal. That's inside the bell curve. Yet it is the thing that will often cause some of you to pause and have a meltdown. And that is immature on your part. And I'll just say it boldly. And by the way, can I put this out there? Anytime you need to use me as your scapegoat, just go ahead. When you need to get tough on a team member, say, Linda said. When you need to get tough with somebody, go, Linda would have a fit if she knew you were doing this right now. Because I used to use Mary Kay as my scapegoat all the time. Okay, because we're going to talk about healthy boundaries with your team. And that's how I quit trading products with my consultants, was Mary Kay would have a fit if she knew we were trading products. And so it ended with that. So it's okay to use me as your scapegoat. So anyway, what was I talking about before I went off on that tangent? Yeah, you're gonna lose people. That's part of the normal process. That's what started my process to directorship, was understanding that if I wasn't a director, I was going to lose those people. Now let me explain something. And this is some of the harsher, bolder, more direct things I'm going to say to you guys. Guys, if the only reason that you want to be a director is to get the recruits from your recruits, that's the only driving, motivating factor, wrong reason to be a leader. Okay? Now, it can be the thorn. It's okay to be the thorn. It's okay to be the catalyst. It's like, dang, that girl's going to pass me up. Well, good. I hope she does pass you up, because you've been sitting around here doing nothing forever. The best thing that could happen to every single one of you is you get a hot shot this week that gets three recruits her first week, and I bet you all start applying everything that you've ever heard in this entire world. It's amazing how that happens. So that's part of the normal process. And just be cautious of pausing. Because do I have a screen anywhere that says pivot? I thought I made a pivot screen.